calling to hear edited highlights of the Mirror's world-exclusive interview with pop superstar Michael Jackson. All then, we'll be going to the Kosovan Refugees Appeal Fund. This is Michael's first interview to reveal details of his famous friendships with both Princess Diana and Liz Taylor. You'll also hear him talk about his own family, his anger over child abuse allegations, his love of the UK, and his amazing plans to help the thousands of Kosovan refugees. At one point, you'll even hear him cry. The interview starts with the Mirror asking him about his new album.
Yes, I'm right in the middle of the album. I'm halfway through, and it's just it's a cavalcade of just wonderful songs, and I'm putting everything I have into it. I'm putting my heart into it because I'm not sure if I'm going to really do it again, as, you know, this might be my last one as far as an album. I may do, the next is doing soundtrack albums, movies, soundtracks to films, but not just, you know, straight out pop.
Next, Michael was asked what he hopes his new album will achieve.
I want to touch the world. I want to touch the heart, the emotions of the entire world, every demographic, from a child to older people, from the farmer in Ireland to the lady who screwed up toilets in Harlem. I mean, I want to reach every demographic I can through the love and joy and the simplicity of music.
We then asked Michael about his amazing surprise appearance at Fulham on Saturday.
You know, I know nothing about sports, and Mr. Muhammad Fayyad taught me so much. I mean, I enjoyed myself so much at Fulham. I'm a fan. I'm addicted already, so you'll be seeing me more often at the game. I thought it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I was astounded by it. I mean, it's just, I had to ask a couple of questions because I didn't know the rules at first, but once I caught on, I thought it was really, really, really fun. It reminded me of my concerts when I hear everybody scream and yell, and it was just, I kind of got jitters. It was wonderful. It was just great. It's this weird thing, but when I heard them scream, I wanted to stand up and start dancing because I'm used to hearing people scream when I perform.
Michael was a big fan and a close friend of Princess Diana. Michael was asked how he felt when she died.
I had a concert that day that the news broke, and the doctor woke me from sleep, and he told me the news as soon as I woke up, and I literally collapsed. I fainted.
Really?
And they had to give me the smelling sauce and everything, and I canceled my concert because I just weeped and weeped for weeks and weeks about her and Dodie because I thought it was a match from heaven. Mm-hmm. I thought they were beautiful together, so why shouldn't they be together? And it was lovely. It was just lovely. And her heart, what she did going around the world, you know, being a philanthropist she was, like Mother Teresa, and I thought she was just a wonderful, wonderful person. She proved that she really, really cares. It wasn't just talk. She really, really did care about people and children the way I do. Quite often she called me on the phone and we'd talk in private because the press was hard on her the way they were hard on me the same way, so she needed a soulmate to talk to, and she felt hunted the way I felt hunted, you know, and she needed someone to talk to, and she called me quite often about it. It's the saddest I've felt since, I never felt that kind of mourning since Kennedy was killed, and it really broke my heart so much. I cried so much.
We asked Michael what he and Diana used to speak about.
To generalize, it was about how we share the same feelings about the problem next door neighbor. They don't know what it's like. And I've had it since I was a little bitty kid, and she just suddenly was thrust into it. So her emotions were a little different than mine, but I've had it all my life. I said, just rise above it. Rise above it. I've gone on stage with, in the worst pain, I've gone on stage with toothaches, and I rise above it mentally. I told her just to rise above it and be strong and be determined, and you know, and nobody can hurt you. Only you can hurt yourself, and be defiant. Be defiant.
Michael was then asked about the impact becoming a father has had on his career and whether he had any ambitions for his children.
I think about the children a lot and what I want them to do, but they have to pick their own career. But I would love to direct them in the arts,
yeah.
You know, if it's directing and films.
Michael told us that his children particularly like his sister Janet Jackson's records. We asked him which songs in particular that they liked, and he spontaneously burst into song.
The Knowledge, Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
You need a don't. It starts with great grooves, you know.
We asked Michael what his reaction was to the crisis in Yugoslavia.
I have to turn the TV off. I cry every day, but that's not enough to turn your head and pretend as if it doesn't exist. I want to fly down there if I could. I would love to fly and be right there and see and help and do and create. I'm giving proceeds from my album to those refugees, for the families.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I wrote a song, What More Can I Give, that I want to put all the stars together, and if I could do it here in Britain, it would be great. Maybe I should do it in Britain.
I think you should.
It's called What More Can I Give. I wrote it, and I want to give the proceeds to the families of Yugoslavia.
Cool.
Yeah, I should do it here instead of America. Yeah. I get all your celebrities in England, and if the Americans want to fly out, fine, too. One thing I didn't like about the We Are the World song that I wrote, I didn't like the idea USA for Africa. It was like it was discriminating the rest of the world. Because I asked for the Bee Gees, I asked for other groups, and they said, well, they weren't born here. I said, I don't care. I just want the world to show that they care. I think it's, I mean, I'm not into politics, and I don't talk about religion and politics, but I think it's totally ignorant. It's wrong. To hurt people, to hurt innocent children over some political issue, I think it's genocide. It's wrong.
It's a terrible thing for us.
Ethnic cleansing is ignorant. Ethnic cleansing, that's ignorant. That's stupid.
We then asked Michael about his love for the UK and whether he had any plans to move here.
I would love to live in London because I love it so much. It's just the press is so hard on me here, and I try to do so good. I go to their hospital, I give presents to the children. As soon as I leave, the next day they go, Wacko Jacko left the hospital and he ignored all the children. And it hurt my heart because I purposely flew Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse all the way from Euro Disney. I brought them with me to surprise the children. I brought
is that
bags,
a great old mystery, though?
Yeah, I brought bags of presents and everything. And I spent time with the kid, and they made fun of me.
Next, Michael spoke emotionally about his feelings for the work he does with children.
I'm very touched by it. If it wasn't for children, I would throw in the towel. I would kill myself. I wouldn't care to live. They give me my inspiration. They inspire me. Everything I do, every song I write, the dance, everything that I do. And they tried to use it against me. And it's just been so unfair, and I'm very upset about it, you know.
We were interested to know if the critical pressure on him had eased up at all lately. Have his critics backed off at all?
Well, they need to. They need to. Because I'm just a person who want to be honest and do good and make people happy and give them the greatest sense of escapism through the talent that God is giving me, you know? That's where my heart is. It's all I want to do. That's all. I just want to say, look, leave me alone and let me do what I want to do, which is share and give and put a smile on people's face and make their heart feel happy.
We then asked how Michael would feel about people who suggest he would ever harm a child.
I would slit my wrist before I would.
Yeah.
I could never, ever.
Another of Michael's great friends is actress Elizabeth Taylor. We asked him to tell us a bit about his friendship with her.
I haven't seen Elizabeth, but I saw her right before I left because she is Prince's godmother.
Yeah.
And so I get to see her. I get to see her quite often.
Terrific.
I take her to the movies I take Elizabeth to the movies every Wednesday.
Really?
Every Thursday in America, yeah. Yeah, she don't. I have Warner Brothers Studio put aside privately for us, but she doesn't want to go because I'm a recluse and I don't like to go out. So she forces me. She's the only person that can force me into the public. So we walk right in. And by the time the movie's over, we have a crowd of people applauding us.
Thanks for calling, and goodbye.